This September, the town of Sussex, New Brunswick, will host the 40th anniversary of the Atlantic Balloon Fiesta. Having begun very small, with just a couple of hot air balloons in the 1980s, it has now grown to become one of the largest festivals in Atlantic Canada, attracting crowds of up to 100,000 people. Although the free festival this year lost a source of its funding from the province, it is set to take place the weekend after Labor Day, as usual, with new exciting features to celebrate its 40th incarnation. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Alana Pearson, PR and Media Coordinator of the festival, about how the organisers have been able to deal with the funding shortfall and what visitors to the fiesta can expect to experience.
We are running from September 10th to 13th. We have over 30 hot air balloons that fly twice a day, and we also have a full weekend of live entertainment, vendors indoors and outdoors. We have amusement rides, kids activities, and just a little bit of something for everybody. And we're right here in Sussex, New Brunswick. Our first couple of festivals was really just a group of local businessmen who happened to know a couple of pilots kind of in the area. And they made it a mission to extend the tourism season here in Sussex kind of beyond Labor Day. So that's why we're always the weekend after Labor Day here in New Brunswick. We started in the 80s, you know, just like a couple of balloons that somebody happened to know somebody who had a balloon. And then a few years in, we started adding our annual car show in Shine, which is a big car show on Sunday. And we've seen over 500 cars come participate. And then, of course, as things evolved, more vendors became involved. We added amusement rides. And now we have a whole weekend of free live entertainment with all maritime artists. And every year we find something new to add.
Is there anything you want to kind of like highlight that is new this year?
We've got, as always, really great entertainment on the bandstand. Our whole listing is on our website now and on our social media. Of course, this is our big 40th year, so we want to do something special. We have some surprise shapes that are coming that have never been to our festival before. So cool colored shaped balloons. One of my favorite parts of the festival is our moon glow. So it's in the evening after dusk. The balloons come back to the field and they inflate and they light up and there's music and games and all that stuff. And it's really, really fun to watch. And then just some other fun surprises along the way to celebrate the big 40th.
Well, I understand that you did get some provincial funding, but that's not happening this year. I mean, do you want to tell me a little bit about what the issue is?
What happened was a grant program that we usually apply for through Tourism, Heritage and Culture here in New Brunswick. We usually get about $11,000, $12,000, give or take. We've gotten that funding the last several years. And we went to go apply this year, same as we always do. And unfortunately, any event that is free admission, we don't charge admission. And so our event was no longer eligible for that program this year. One of the reasons for that, among others, was, I believe, our inability to reliably collect postal code data. So one of the requirements of that grant is to be able to collect postal codes from the patrons of the event. So we did our best over the last few years to kind of manually gather as many as we can. But when you have 100,000 people on site, a small group of volunteers running the event and like no gate system, it's just not feasible to get postal codes from everybody. So that left us with a gap of, like I said, about $11,000, give or take, that we normally would have got from that fund. Thankfully, our MLA, Tammy Scott Wallace, she pulled through and we were able to apply for community investment funds. And she was able to provide us with $7,000 in funding. So the gap wasn't as large as it could have been, but it did still leave a bit of a gap. And especially with a 40th year, you want to have that budget that you can do all the fun things and do all of the exciting things. We're trying to have a few extra balloons this year. We're trying to do, you know, like I said, some other fun stuff. So with all of that said, we are very, very grateful because we have some really incredible sponsors of our event. We are a nonprofit organization. We don't make any money. We are run 100% by volunteers, less a summer student for a few weeks a year. So we actively depend on sponsorship and funding like that. So where we are now, By all means, our event is going to happen. We're certainly not in a position where that was, a deciding factor whether the event was going to happen or not. We are really, really super grateful to our sponsors. We've had a few extra sponsors come through that are new to us this year. Quick little shout out, even our local Sharing Club Food Bank. They had a little fundraiser a couple of weeks ago, and we just picked up that check this morning as well. So that helped bridge a little bit of that gap as well. It really is a community event here in Sussex. So the community really did rally and ensure that we still met our goals and we're still able to continue.
You're drawing sort of around 100,000 people to the Sussex area over the weekend. I mean, I assume it must
100%.
bring some money back to the
Yeah,
area. Yeah, do you want to talk about
absolutely. 100%. We're a small town, 10,000 people or so, and we bring up to 100,000 spectators from all over the Maritimes, Quebec, Ontario, New England, Eastern Seaboard of the United States. We even have pilots and crew that come from the UK and beyond. We really do draw a pretty substantial crowd to our small town, and we have sold out for the last, I've lost count, number of years. We sell out every hotel room in like a 50-kilometer radius. We have restaurants that run out of food. So it is absolutely an economic boost for, the larger centers in town and then our small businesses, right on our downtown and Main Street. They absolutely benefit from that crowd being around.
back to the actual experience of the event itself. Do you want to talk a little bit about what people experience and the actual experience of riding in a hot air balloon for those of us maybe who haven't experienced it?
Yeah, I'm a little biased, but it's pretty incredible, actually. First thing in the morning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, a little bit before the sun, our pilots get together. They have a briefing, check the weather, check the conditions, all of that stuff. We decide if we're going to fly that morning, if everything's a go. Our first flight of the day usually takes off around 7 in the morning, so just shortly after sunrise. When you have a mass ascension of 30 plus hot air balloons of all different shapes, colors, sizes, lifting off at once, there might be a little fog that's just starting to break. The sun's just coming up. It's so incredible to watch. Then, of course, if you're fortunate enough to be one of the people inside the basket that actually gets to go up, I've been fortunate a few times in my career as a volunteer with the festival, and it's just such a magical experience. You just gently lift off, and then you're floating around looking at Kings County, the rolling hills, the fields. It's just a really incredible experience, and I hope that everyone who has that on their bucket list gets the opportunity at some point or another. There's, all kinds of stuff on the grounds to do. We have exhibits, we have amusement rides, we have kids stuff, we have grown-up stuff and entertainment and vendors for everybody. So I do encourage you, like I said, we're completely free to participate. You're welcome to walk on the grounds at any point and just check out what's going on.
I wonder if there are other ways people can get involved. Do you need more volunteers?
Yeah, so if you check out our website, there is actually a volunteer tab. So under Get Involved, volunteering, we always need more help, especially with crewing. So that is local personnel that know the area, preferably, but even just anybody who's willing to lend a hand that can help physically get the balloons laid out on the ground. There are these big, huge envelopes that you gotta lay them out and unroll them. We get them up into the sky and then we pack everything up in the trailer and then we chase them and follow them and then help them land and pack everything back up. So we always need more folks to help with that. That's a really cool way to really get involved and get the experience of ballooning. There's other volunteer opportunities if that's not something you're physically able to help us with. So check out that volunteer tab. We're just really looking forward to another successful event. We're hoping for great weather as always, to get those two flights a day every day. And we hope to see you in September.
More information can be found at atlanticballoonfiesta.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.